This is UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMEL Radio News Update at 8. I am Barberson Harris. The Institute for Research and Democratic Development, IRED, and partners have launched a project aiming at promoting transparency and accountability in the October legislative and presidential elections. The project Electoral Integrity for 2017 is a joint effort of IRED and the National Democratic Institute, NDI. IRED Executive Director Harold Edo said the initiative is also aimed at ensuring that political parties and candidates adhere to the rules and regulations governing the 2017 polls. Edo pointed out that the campaign seeks to monitor abuse of state resources for campaign purposes, as well as vote buying, among others. He added that this is essential for consolidating democratic governance and boosting the credibility of the electoral process.
This upcoming elections is quite crucial and very important to all of us as Liberians. And for us as civil society organization, we feel strongly that we have a major role to play in the process leading to and the post-election process, as how we all contribute to the democratic process in ensuring that our democracy is underpinned by the respect for and adherence to constitutional rule of law.
The executive director of the Institute for Research and Democratic Development, Harold Adu. The Foundation for Christian Health and Relief Services, FCHRS, says it has embarked on various programs geared towards helping government achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. According to the administrative director for the foundation, a medical hospital is under construction to cater to pregnant women, less privileged children, and the disabled community. Ebenezer Gatte said their services to the public goes beyond health care. Ms. Gatte indicated that they are taking in consideration the needs of community dwellers as it relates to the Sustainable Development Goals. NAMOD Partners for Democratic Development has released the results of a public opinion poll conducted on citizens' perception of the current lawmakers in Liberia. NAMOD Partners for Democratic Development is a good governance and research institution working to promote democracy, transparency, and participatory governance in Liberia. According to the release, the survey is to understand the perception of voters about the lawmakers and issues they want addressed by those seeking public offices, and to design a civic engagement program. The survey targeted 2,860 registered voters, 1,640 males and 1,220 females in 20 electoral districts from 9 of the 15 counties in Liberia. The results states that 65% of the respondents said they are disappointed with the current lawmakers relating to their representational function, while 28% say they have a favorable opinion of lawmakers and 7% say they do not know. 66% of respondents said they will vote on October 10, while 34% are undecided, majority of whom are women. 59% of the respondents said they are satisfied with the current security environment as the country goes to elections, and 3% said they are unsure. The news is coming to you from UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Actor Sir Roger Moore, best known for playing James Bond, has died at age 89. He played the famous spy in 7 Bond films, including Live and Let Die and A View to a Kill. Sir Roger's family confirmed the news on Twitter, saying he had died after a short but brave battle with cancer. And Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus from Ethiopia will be the next Director General of the World Health Organization, WHO. He will be the first African to head up the UN agency after winning the most votes from 186 member states. He replaces Margaret Chan, who will step down from a 10-year post at the end of June. During her tenure, the WHO's response to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa was criticized for being too slow. The agency was accused of missing key warning signs about the severity of the outbreak that began in December 2013 and ultimately killed more than 11,000 people. Addressing the World Health Assembly shortly before the vote, Dr. Tedros promised to respond to future emergencies rapidly and effectively. He also promised to stand up for the rights of the poor. That's the UNMEL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMEL, you can log on to www.unmel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmel2003, or Twitter/UnmetNews. I am Babson Harris. Good morning.